This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 82. And in this episode, I am talking to you about five ads that you need to run in every single launch that you do. So if you are using Facebook ads and getting results, or you're looking to dive in to get results, this episode is for you, so stay tuned. This week's episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast is brought to you by the Monthly Marketing Playbook membership site, a brand new program we just created that brings you a monthly playbook designed to implement in your business so that you can generate more leads and or sales. Every month, you get a monthly step-by-step marketing campaign designed to drive leads and sales to your business, coupled with a private Facebook community and a monthly Q&A Facebook Live where you can ask me anything you want from our playbook or not. While the topics of the playbooks will vary from funnels to Facebook ads to tripwires and more, the context and the promise is the same each month. Learn to generate more leads and sales with a step-by-step playbook as a PDF and a video. So each month, you'll receive a PDF and a 20 to 30 minute video designed to be an actual marketing play you can implement in your business. For example, in December, we released a play called the 5-Email Sales Funnel, where we help people write and implement a 5-email sequence to generate more sales with their opt-in offers. Now, if this is something you'd be interested in, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/MMPM. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/MMPM for Monthly Marketing Playbook membership and get yourself on the waitlist. While we're currently closed, we'll be reopening for enrollment soon and we'd absolutely love to have you as a new member of the Monthly Marketing Playbook membership. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustler? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm pretty pumped this week because we're talking about Facebook ads. And if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know that one of my true loves in life is Facebook ads. Now, what I want to talk about this week on the show is five types of ads that I recommend you run anytime that you're launching a product. And I decided to say launch, but really, I mean anytime that you are actively looking to sell a product, whether it's a little pop-up promotion, whether it's a full-blown, you know, cart open, cart close, whether it's a coaching program, an online course, a physical product. This is actually going to run the gamut of most things because I'm really starting to play more with the idea of using ads to create an overall experience. So I want to lead in by saying that this episode isn't just about how to make more money with ads. It's about how to curate an experience for potential customers that gets them really excited to buy into what you're selling. So before we dive in, I'm just going to list off the five types of ads that we'll talk about today so you can kind of get pumped up. And then we'll go deeper into what each ad is, what's important about it, how it runs, and really the logistics that you'll need to know. So the five ads that I recommend in every launch are, number one, lead generation ads, ads designed to get leads signed up for your launch. Number two is engagement retargeting, getting the people in your launch excited. Number three is sale retargeting, retargeting people that have visited the sales page but haven't opted in. Number four, Facebook Live retargeting, which is creating a Facebook Live that solves a problem and running it to your audience. And number five is something that I learned from a guy named Max Finn, genius Facebook marketer from what I've seen, thank you retargeting. And we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. So I think the best way is to just dive right in and talk about these one at a time. So first up is lead generation ads. Now, anytime that you're going to do a launch, whether it be a challenge, a webinar, an email-based launch, you want to first gear up by generating a lot of leads. There's a million different ways to do this, but essentially you're going to run ads for conversions and you're going to run them to a sign-up page for something. Now, I pulled a couple examples that are happening like right now in the interwebs to kind of give you a few different ways to think about this. One way is Michael Hyatt is launching a program called Your Best Year Ever, BYE, Best Year Ever. And he did a lead generation ad to a quiz where you answered a bunch of questions to kind of figure out, okay, where are you at in terms of goal setting? Very smart. From the outside, it looked incredibly successful, but he used that to generate leads for his offer, which I thought was really, really smart. Another example, James Wedmore just did a launch where he did a hot seat webinar. You could sign up for this webinar, and there was a chance that you would kind of get a hot seat where James would kind of coach you on the spot. But again, when people signed up for that webinar, he captured their name and their email. Another example that I will just use personally for my business is we run an advertisement to a PDF on building out a 5-day challenge. Now, we're not running ads to it right now because we're not gearing up for a launch at the moment, but we just drive traffic to a landing page for a PDF. And once they fill out their name and email, they go on a list. And when we're ready to launch, we're going to promote to that list because all those people have opted in. The key here with this first type of ad is that it's an ad designed to capture names and emails, potentially more information if your business needs it. But the goal is to capture information to create a list of people that are interested in your product. Because listen, at the end of the day, the most important part of your launch is your launch list, and building that list is really vital. So anytime you're going to launch, you may already realize this, but you want to start with an ad specifically designed to capture leads. Now, the next type of ad that we run within our launches and that I highly recommend you consider adding to your launches if you don't already is what I call engagement retargeting. Now, I'm going to actually take an example here from James Wedmore. I know he actually did this and I loved watching it, and then I'll share how I've done it as well. He did a recent launch where he had a 3-part video series. And what I loved about this was that he ran ads, those lead generation ads, to his 3-part video series. But more importantly, when you watch the first video, if you didn't watch the second video, he would run an ad that retargeted you to come back and watch video number 2. Which in a lot of ways was really, really smart. So basically, when we're talking about engagement retargeting, what I'm saying is during your launch, you release content, whether it's posts on Facebook, whether it's videos, whether it's daily posts in a challenge, it doesn't matter. Every day that you're launching or promoting a product, you're putting something out there and you're hoping that your audience sees it. Engagement retargeting is this concept that let's not hope that our audience sees the content we're putting out for our launch. Let's just pay to make sure it gets in front of them. Another example is when we do a 5-day challenge, we upload the list of everybody that has signed up for the challenge to Facebook, and we're going to run an ad to them every day of the challenge with the daily challenge prompt. So we post our daily challenge prompt on Facebook, and we run it as an advertisement to everybody who signed up for the launch. It's a really powerful strategy because when we post content organically, look, we both know, we hope that when we post something on Facebook or Twitter or our website, that our audience is seeing it. Even when we email it, we know a huge portion of our audience isn't seeing it, right? If I am emailing my list week to week, you know, the average open rate is 16 to 25%. We kind of oscillate in between those numbers. That means on average, 75% of my audience isn't seeing my content. An engagement retargeting ad makes sure that that other 75%, or a healthy chunk of them at least, are seeing your content. So I want you to get really clear on what I'm saying here. This isn't every time you do a launch, you just run all your content to everybody. It's like, let's walk through this process. Let's say you do a 5-day challenge. If you get 300 people signed up, take that list of 300 or take that pixel of 300 people and run an ad to them every day of your challenge with that day's challenge content. Why? Because if they don't open their email, they're still going to see it. If they don't pop in on, like in our case, we do a Facebook group. If they don't check in on the Facebook group, it's still going to show up in their newsfeed. The key here is that we're starting to lay the groundwork for you show up everywhere. We want people to be seeing a lot of you during a launch. It's really, really vital. There's this idea called the exposure effect, which basically means, look, at the end of the day, the more somebody sees your face, your messaging, your content, the logo for your program, the more likely they are to trust you. And the more likely someone is to trust you, or the more they trust you, the more likely they are to buy. So we're just tapping into this psychology that, look, if we make sure to show up, if we make sure that everywhere this person, potential customer, goes, they see us, they're going to then see us as the solution to their problem when we actually present it at the end of our launch and open the cart. So again, that second type of ad is engagement retargeting, with the goal to be to get people who have signed up from your lead generation ads or from your invites to your email list to engage with your launch content. And that's something that we've started doing more recently, and it's been incredibly valuable. Next type of ad that you're absolutely going to want to run is a sales retargeting ad. Now, listen, we've all done it, right? You go to Amazon and you look up something, I don't know you don't need, but you really want. So for me, it's the Echo Show. I already have two Amazon Echoes and an Echo Dot at my house, but Amazon just released this new thing called the Echo Show, where it's basically like a screen communicator, and I'm obsessed with it and I want it. And far too often I go to Amazon.com and I look up the Alexa Show and I read about it and I fantasize about it. And it's not that I can't afford it, it's that I know I don't really need it. So I hold off on getting it. But then these little stinkers from Amazon, they know. And when I go back to Facebook.com, wouldn't you know it, it shows up in my newsfeed like, hey, the Echo Show on sale now, right? It's on sale for $149.99 today. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need it, right? That ad where we are seeing it in our newsfeed, we're seeing it because we visited it, that's what we want to do for our products and services. We can set it up so that people who have visited our sales page but didn't buy our product are shown an ad for our offer. Now, obviously, it's a little hard to walk you through this setup like step by step because it's a podcast, but I do want to explain at kind of a high level how we do this. So first things first, you need to install the Facebook pixel on your whole website. And I tell people all the time, this is the easiest thing to do, because if you want to install your Facebook pixel on your website, all you do is Google how to install Facebook pixel on, and then whatever your website is on, Squarespace, Wix, Lead Pages, Shopify, it doesn't matter, but it's slightly different depending on where your website is hosted and where your sales page is hosted. So you'll need to look it up. In my case, we usually use Instapages and Lead Pages for our launch, so we install the pixel there. But you start by installing the pixel. So if you need help with that, again, just trust me. I know it sounds so silly. I know it sounds like a cop-out, but literally, you can Google how to install it, and it will tell you step by step. There's videos, there's articles. Like, it is a really simple process, I promise, okay? So at this point, we're going to say you've installed your Facebook pixel. Now, when you go into your ads manager, there's a section called audiences. And what you're able to do, and you don't have to do this while you're listening because it'll really make sense, I think, for you. When you go into audiences, you can create a custom audience, and Facebook gives you the option when you do that to choose people who have visited your website. Now, all you have to do is say, look, I want to target people who have seen my sales page, but have not seen the confirmation page, okay? So like, you know, when people say, I'm ready to buy, they click buy now, then they go to a checkout. After they enter in all their information, then they go to a thank you for your order page. We know that if they saw the sales page, but they never saw the thank you for your order page, that means they didn't buy, but they looked at our product. They were interested in our product. So what we do in Facebook is we set up a custom audience for those people. It's very easy. Again, you go into your Facebook Ads Manager. There's a section called audiences. You can create a custom audience based on people who have visited your website. I recommend doing it the length of your launch, you know, like over the last 10 days. That's an option in there. People who have visited this page in the last 10 days, and run it as an ad. That gives you a custom audience that you can retarget when you go into your ads manager. So the process looks kind of like this. Let's say Bob is in your launch and he goes to your sales page, right? In my case, like, let's say the fivefigurechallenge.com, right? He goes to fivefigurechallenge.com and he's poking around, he's reading a little bit, and he even clicks the checkout button. He's like ready to check out. He sees all the information, but he looks at the price and he says, I'm going to have to think about this. I'm undecided right now. Well, my Facebook pixel, because I set it up, and my audience, because I set that up, is going to add Bob to this list of people to target. And now I'm looking at Bob, and when Bob goes to Facebook, it's going to run an ad to him that says, hey, Bob, I noticed you didn't finish your checkout. Did you want to join the five-figure challenge? And while that inherently may not be like everything Bob needs to make a decision, it's putting my offer in front of him again. It's building trust and authority. It's reminding him before the deadline happened. It's creating the exposure effect that leads to a sale. And ultimately, these ads that I'm talking about right now, they end up being the lowest cost and the highest return in any of your promotions. So I highly recommend that if you don't already, you really look into setting up a sales page retargeting ad. Now, the next ad that I like to run, the cool thing about it is that you've already created the audience. So the people that I would run this next ad to are the same people that visited your sales page but didn't actually buy your product. And this is a Facebook Live retargeting ad. Now, this is a little different because it's a strategy that requires two parts. It's not just an advertisement. So we're going to spend an extra second here. Now, I've talked about this on the show before, but live video is exceptionally powerful because it builds the know, like, and trust factor really faster than anything else that you can do, right? Because if people can see your face, hear your voice, and you're doing it in real time, it's kind of like the unscripted access to you, right? You can't fake live. You can try, but at the end of the day, you have to have some sort of, like, you know, panache. You have to have some sort of show up factor. You can only fool people for so long, and one of the hardest ways to fool people is on live video, and people realize that inherently. So what you do for this ad is you host a Facebook Live where you answer questions about your product. And it's really simple. We usually precede this Facebook Live with an email to my list or an email to my Facebook Messenger list so that we get a few people showing up live. But at the end of the day, even if nobody shows up live for this Facebook Live, that's not the end of the world. That's not the goal. Your goal is to spend about 15 to 25 minutes longer if people show up and are asking questions, answering 5 to 10 of the most common questions and objections you get about your program. That's it. You just say, hey, I'm here today. I'm talking a little bit about this. Let me answer some questions. Maybe you do like a 3 to 5 minute pitch in the middle, and then you answer another 5 minute questions, and you end up with this 25 minute infomercial, basically. Now, you might be like, well, an infomercial, that's not valuable. That's not entertaining. But remember who we're running it to. The infomercial, you're then going to take that Facebook. You can go into the ads manager or the power editor, take a post that already exists on your page and run it as an advertisement to people who visited the sales page but didn't check out. So we're not relying on this to generate like brand new customers of people who have never seen us. Rather, we're saying, look, we know there's this group of people who maybe have questions, they have concerns, they're just not sure this is right for them yet. So why would we not just take a video and run it to them that's going to help them overcome all of that, right? That's what the Facebook Live does. It allows us to overcome some objections. It allows us to create a sense of community and connection with our audience. And again, back to that exposure effect, it's putting the name and information of our offer in front of them one more time, which is just going to lead to more sales. So it's a really, really powerful campaign that, you know, it takes 25 minutes to do the live, but then because you've already created the audience, you're looking at like a 5 minute setup, right? It's super easy, super valuable. Now, the last campaign type is one that I have to give credit to a guy named Max Finn. He also goes by Maxwell Finn. If you want to look him up on Facebook, I wouldn't be opposed to go look him up. He's a really smart dude about Facebook ads. I've taken some Facebook ads training from him, even though I have some. He's a smart guy. So here's the thing. He's a really smart dude, and he introduced me to this concept on his Facebook page of a thank you retargeting ad. And I just thought this was so genius. Full disclaimer, I haven't done it yet, but we're absolutely going to be doing it in our next campaign, which is basically after somebody buys your product, you can create a custom audience of people who visited the order confirmation page, right? Same way you can make an audience of people who saw the sales, but not the confirmation page. You can make an audience of people who saw the confirmation page. Because if they saw the confirmation page, reading between the lines, we know that they bought our product. Pretty simple, right? Well, here's where it gets even cooler. What Max recommends doing is running an ad to those people that's like 60 to 90 seconds that just says, hey, thanks so much for buying. I can't wait to see you inside the Facebook group or inside the membership course or on our first coaching call. You know, however you're going to first interact with them, it's just bridging the gap. You don't have to sell anything. In fact, you're not selling anything. But think about the last time that somebody, especially in the B2B space, I see this as being like a stellar strategy, especially in the B2B space. When is the last time you saw somebody simply say, hey, thanks so much for your order, but stop there? They didn't ask you to buy something else. They didn't continue on to an upsell. They didn't do any of that. They were just like, hey, thanks for your order. We really appreciate it. Thanks for being a loyal customer. Now, I think that it'll work really even better in the B2B space because it'll show as a little sponsored post and people will be like, wow, he spent his money just to make sure I got a thank you note, right? I think that that's going to be an incredibly powerful strategy. I can't wait to implement it. I'm kicking myself that we didn't do it on our last launch, but I think that's just going to be a really powerful strategy. And I think you could do it however you wanted. You could do an image post. You could do a video post. I'm going to be partial and say that because you're not trying to get a direct ROI, you're just trying to build trust and connection. I would say that a video is probably going to be the best. But at the end of the day, anytime you're acknowledging and thanking your audience for making a purchase, it's going to be a valuable experience for both you and them. So I hope you got tons of value. I want to recap before we wrap up here. If you want to get the show notes, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/82. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/82 to get the show notes. But let's recap real quick. You know, the five types of ads that you want to do in every single launch are, number one, lead generation. Look, if you're launching a product, whether it be a challenge, a webinar, whatever, get some traffic in there, drive people to it. The biggest way to double your launch is to double the number of people signed up. Simple as that. You need lead generation ads when you do a promo. Number two is engagement retargeting. Look, the internet is a loud and noisy place right now, but the easiest way to cut through that noise is to literally pay for it. When you're running a launch, whether it's a webinar or a challenge or a video series, remind people to show up. Run an ad the day of your webinar saying, don't forget to join me live today at 5 p.m. We've done that. If you're doing a challenge, promote every day of the challenge to your audience. If you're doing a video series, retarget people every video along the way. Getting people to engage in your launch is invaluable to your sales numbers and honestly invaluable to your customers as a whole. Number three is sales page retargeting. You absolutely want to target people who visited your sales page but didn't buy your product. Just like that product you love on Amazon that follows you around the internet, we have the ability to do that. It's one of the cheapest types of ads you're going to run with the highest return on investment. So don't skip that one. Number four, a Facebook Live where you answer lots of questions, get lots of insight, and you retarget the people who didn't buy with essentially an infomercial style video that's going to help close the sale. Super simple, super effective. It takes a little bit of time and it does take a live video. So guess what? The barrier to entry on that one is higher and lots of people won't do it. If you do it, you will stand out, you will get more results, and you will create better results from your launch. And then finally, we talked about the thank you retargeting. And again, I just want to give mad props to Maxwell Finn. He is a genius internet marketer, genius advertiser. And I saw him talk about this on his Facebook page and was like, I absolutely have to share that with my audience, but not without giving proper credit to Max because he's a very smart guy that I've gotten to learn from in a few ways. So anyways, we'll wrap it up here. Again, just one more reminder, if you want to get the show notes or a recap of this, head over to heartsoulhustle.com/82. Get out there, run some ads, and I cannot wait to see you crushing your next launch with these tips. Have an awesome week. Keep hustling, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.